Time to check in with Bloomberg Opinion. We're joined by opinion columnist Andy Brown. He's editorial director for Bloomberg New Economy, joining us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker studio. So we continue to get headlines, Andy, out of China. The coronavirus doesn't seem to be abating at this point, yet U.S. equity markets in particular continue to move higher. So that decoupling, as Lisa characterized it, it seems odd to a lot of observers. What do you make of it?
Look, I don't think the reality has sunk in yet. The poison from coronavirus is in the economy. It hasn't worked its way through yet. It is just starting to come out. And when it comes out, the danger is that you're going to get a panic in the markets.
There's a sense that China has the ammunition and the will to cushion this blow by introducing new stimulus measures and by loosening borrowing requirements. Do you think that will be sufficient?
Well, do they? You know, I mean, what we're seeing, for instance, today are reports that the government is going to bail out airlines. Okay, you know, bailing out airlines is a relatively straightforward mechanism. I mean, it's been done before. There's lots of precedents. They're all owned by the state. The government dips into its pockets and offers some loans or forgives loans or engineers mergers, acquisitions within the industry. What is far more worrying, and you can't use monetary methods to fix this, is the small and medium-sized enterprise sector of the economy, which is 80% of urban employment, 60% of Chinese GDP. Their problem is they don't have workers. The workers are not coming back from the countryside after the Lunar New Year holiday to staff to staff the production lines. So they're not coming back because of quarantine measures, measures that the government itself, central government as well as local governments around China have put in place. Half of the country still is in some kind of semi-form of lockdown.
So when are we going to see that ripple through the global economy? It seems like everything is made in China. They're a huge consumer of global goods. When do you think we're going to start to see that ripple through maybe economic figures in the West?
Well, it's just starting now. So Apple, for instance, has announced that, you know, it's going to be it's going to have difficulty, right, you know, with its iPhones. Well, you know, 80% of handsets in the world come from China, 50% of PCs, you know, 90% of bicycles and toys, right? So, you know, and we're just, so companies, I think, now are kind of managing. So, you know, they're running down stockpiles and so on. At some point, the crunch is going to come, and when it comes, it's going to come in a hurry, in a rush.
I'm struggling to understand how we should view the news about the Wall Street Journal reporters, three of them, who are expelled from China. It comes after an op-ed was published about the sick man of Asia, and that was viewed as offensive by the Chinese government, and so they were kicked out even though they didn't have anything to do with the article. What is that? How do you frame that in your mind? How do you put this into what's been going on, the broader frame?
Look, this is incredibly disturbing. And full disclosure, I used to be the China editor of the Wall Street Journal. So these three reporters are being kicked out, not for anything that they have written, but for group punishment because of this op-ed that you mentioned, and particularly the headline of that op-ed, which talked about the sick man of Asia. Now, it's perfectly possible to think that that headline was insensitive, potentially racist. It's possible to think that, but also to think that the Chinese government has made a terrible mistake and have set an appalling precedent.
So that kind of goes to the issue of what's the feeling within China, the populace there, the Chinese people, as it relates to their government, how their government is handling this crisis?
Well, you know, this relates to the first question about how you get the economy back on its feet. A lot of it is going to be down to social solidarity and trust. Can people trust the statistics that the government is putting out? So, you know, right now the Chinese government faces this monumental dilemma. I mean, they've declared a people's war on this virus, and that war, there are signs that signs that the tide of war is turning, but the war is by no means over, and yet they need to get people, the economy back to avoid a different type of disaster, which is an economic disaster on top of this health disaster, right? And so much of it is going to depend on, can the people trust the government? Their botched approach in the early days of this virus, when they, you know, for instance, silenced this doctor, Li Wenliang, doesn't give the general public cause for a great deal of confidence.
Andy Brown, thank you so much for being with us and for the insight. Andy Brown is editorial director for Bloomberg New Economy, talking, giving some insight into the situation. A lot of questions, a lot of moving parts. World Health Organizations have come out and they have said that the quarantining of the entire Hubei province has bought the rest of the world a couple of weeks to prepare themselves for the onslaught. And, you know, still a big question, will we see a pandemic? Still a lot of questions. The more I read about it, the more I am left sort of wondering what we actually know.
Exactly, and what we don't know.
Correct.